Mishnah Gimel. Shechotish lele oichlav. If somebody slaughtered a korban pesach, not for the sake of someone who can eat it. The halacha is that people need to get into groups, a group known as a chabura, and each chabura gets one korban pesach, and they all eat from that one korban pesach. Now, if a particular korban pesach was slaughtered, let's say for a particular group, but nobody in that group could actually eat a kezias of a korban pesach, the size of an olive of a korban pesach. For example, everybody was ill or old, or v'shalolim nuyov, if somebody slaughtered the korban pesach for the sake of somebody who was not part of that group. So let's say a particular chabura designated a korban, they brought that korban to the Beis HaMikdash, and as the Kohen is processing that korban, he has the intention that this should work for a different chabura, for a different group, la'arelim, or if the korban was slaughtered for the sake of a group who have not had bris milah, that no one on the group has had bris milah, v'latameim, or if all of the group are tomei, so in all these cases, the korban pesach won't be able to be eaten. It's forbidden for a person who is tomei or for a person who hasn't had a bris milah to eat a korban pesach. So in all these cases, possible, the korban once again would be totally invalid. However, says the Mishnah, le'oichlav v'shalei le'oichlav, if it was slaughtered for a group of people, a chabura, and within that chabura, there are people who can eat a kezias and people who can't eat a kezias. Or if it was slaughtered limnuyov v'shalei limnuyov, for those who are part of the chabura and for those who are not part of the chabura, lamulim v'lo'arelim, for a chabura who had both people who had a bris milah and people who hadn't yet had a bris milah, latameim atahirim, for a chabura of both tomei and tahar people, in these cases kosher, the korban is valid, and although we learned in the previous Mishnah that if part of the time where he slaughtered the korban, he had the wrong intention, then the entire korban is invalid, over here it's different, because there was no part of the avodah where he had the wrong intention totally, and it was sort of also a side intention. He didn't do it not lishma. He did it lishma, there was just another problem on the side, that the people he shechted it for won't necessarily be able to eat it. But some of the people would be able to eat it. So because of that, the korban is still considered to be valid. Shechotei korban chatzos, if he slaughtered the korban pesach before midday on Erev Pesach. Posel, it's invalid, mishum shenemar, because the pasuk says that it needs to be slaughtered bein ha'arboyim, which will translate to mean the afternoon. It literally means between the two evenings. And what that means is that from midday onwards, the sun already starts to go down. So that's considered the first evening, that it begins to be getting dark. And then the second evening is the beginning of night, when it is finished getting dark, when the sun has gone down. So any time from 6 hours into the day until 12 hours into the day, that is when the korban pesach needs to be slaughtered. Now we learned in Mishnah Aleph that the korban pesach needs to be brought after the korban tomichol bin harabayim has been brought. The tomichol bin harabayim is one of the two sheep which are brought every single day in the Beis HaMikdash, and it's usually the last korban to be brought, but on Erev Pesach, the korban pesach needs to be brought after the korban tomid. Nevertheless, says the Mishnah, shechotei kodem latomid, if he slaughtered a korban pesach before the korban tomid was brought, kosher, it is nevertheless valid, but yeved, meaning once it's done. However, as long as one should ideally continue to mix the blood of the korban pesach, until the blood of the korban tomid has been thrown onto the mizbeach, and then he should throw the blood of the korban pesach onto the mizbeach, so that at least the rest of the processing of the korban pesach can be done after the korban tomid. Nevertheless, says the Mishnah of Im Nizrak, if after all has been said, the blood of the korban pesach was thrown on the mizbeach before the blood of the korban tomid, it is nevertheless kosher, valid, once it's been done. Although, as we said, ideally, firstly, the korban tomid should be totally slaughtered before the korban pesach. And even if you slaughter the korban pesach first, you should try and do the zrikas adam, the throwing of the blood on the mizbeach, after the korban tomid. But again, if you did not do so, nevertheless, it is valid b'dieved.